I am here in studio with Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald, and glad you could join us today. We got a couple of questions about an incident that happened recently. I know a lot of people have seen the video, and that was with an escaped person from one of your vans on the highway, Route 128 in Waltham. Thank you for joining me today. How's that for the long intro?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about, first of all, what was one of your vans doing up by that area, exit 20, Waltham? That's like not too far from, you know, getting on the turnpike, et cetera.
Right.
So tell me who this guy was, how ICE was involved, and if he has a criminal record.
Sure. Now, this was an interesting circumstance, and I'm glad that you asked the question the way that you did, because I'm getting from a lot of people, geez, what is Plymouth County doing way up north in Middlesex County? And while it's not unusual to see Middlesex County vans in Plymouth or Bristol County vans in Middlesex, the sheriffs, we all transport for the courts, and we have inmates and pretrial detainees that are being moved all the time. This was different, though. This was a little bit different. We are the last sheriff's office in Massachusetts that is doing business with ICE. And what I mean by that is we hold detainees on behalf of Immigration and Customs, but also we have a special service that we provide through our deputy sheriffs where we're doing transportation services for ICE. These are services that ICE themselves is not really equipped or have the personnel to do. So we will pick up at various places as a detail for ICE and drive those detainees that are held in custody, federal custody, to whatever the destination is they're requesting. And oftentimes that's within the Commonwealth, but very oftentimes also it could be outside the Commonwealth as well.
So you've got a 20-year-old man, a Framingham, Victor Demora Pereira. And how did he come to be in the custody of ICE? Did he have a warrant? Did he commit a crime? Was he just picked up because he's an illegal? That's what I'm not clear on.
Sure. Yeah, and I think that's a great question. A lot of people have that. And I know the media covered it a little bit. He was taken into custody initially. Now, he did have a history with law enforcement. And without getting into the specifics, because I don't really know what they were, he was apprehended by the Framingham Police Department. And I did see some of the video footage from Framingham Police. This guy was like an Olympic sprinter, and the police up in Framingham did an outstanding job. About six officers involved in that initial arrest. He was transported for a number of charges, not all of which I'm privy to, but I can guarantee you that there were assaultive charges on the officers by him for that arrest. He was somehow released, apparently on personal recognizance, from the district court up there in Framingham. And it was at that point in time that ICE had a detainer on him. ICE must have picked him up at the courthouse. And I'm not privy to the details of that. But oftentimes, you know, ICE doesn't go into the courts because I know some of the district courts don't welcome them. But they will stand by and pick people up as they come out of the courts on occasion. This was one of those occasions. So ICE had requested, you know, they had him in custody up in Burlington, which is where their main office is. They do not have facilities there to hold individuals for any length of time. So normally what they'll do is they'll call us, they'll ask us to send a transport team to bring that individual to a place that does have the facilities to hold somebody for a longer period
of time. So where was he being taken to? Back to Plymouth County or the other? There's another holding?
No, there's a number of places that we can bring these individuals. Plymouth County, we're the only sheriff's office that does those holds right now. So he was not coming back to Plymouth County. He was not on our count, and he was never on our count. He was not our detainee. He was ICE's, and they had asked us to bring him. I want to say it was down to the state of Rhode Island. There is a private facility down there known as Wyatt that does hold those detainees on behalf of ICE, and that's where he was headed.
So set the scene. Traffic wasn't moving. Nobody was going 60 miles an hour. This was traffic stop and starting on that stretch of the road where there's some giant potholes.
Yes, correct. They were potholes that I've heard referred to as epic potholes. I mean, a real threat to the safety of the traveling public.
Mm-hmm.
So I think DOT correctly stepped in and was in the process of repairing those. And what that created was a circumstance on a normally, you know, very fast traveling highway where the traffic was virtually at a standstill. What that allowed is this individual who was being transported, and as I've stated to other outlets, he was exceptionally athletic. He was very thin and very lithe, and he was able to observe his surroundings within that transport van. It is a secure vehicle. It is not the normal vehicle that we used. It was a Ford Transit van. Normally we use the Econolines with a different type of security containment system within the vehicle. But this one, he was able to discover, to test, and actually to exploit I'm not going to call it a flaw, but it was a vulnerability. Let's call it a vulnerability within the design of that system, where he was able to push it with his body weight. Now, he was shackled and handcuffed at that time. He was able to push it, get part of his body through, push it back the other way, slide more of his body through, and continue to do that until he was able to get most of his upper body through that partition into the back or the trunk area of that van. And from there, he was able to get a hold of the emergency exit lever, and he was able to pull that. Now, while this was happening, the deputies were aware of what was going on. They were making phone calls back to our agency. That's why the response was a situation with him verbally, like, calm down, sit down. This is going to be very difficult. Going unsuccessful in that. I think that's unfortunate, but I think they did everything that they could at the time in the circumstance where they were. They were in traffic. There was really, it was difficult, I think, for anybody to reach them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was difficult. Now, normally what we would say is, you know, just proceed to the nearest police department and, you know, we'll take them out of the van and put them in a holding cell.
So the guy takes off out of the back of the van,
yes,
on 128. Where does he run to?
Well, he didn't get very far. As I said, he was only out there for about, I mean, the incident itself, all told, was about 45 minutes in length. And this was him acting up within the vehicle, him manipulating the security containment system, him actually getting out, our deputy chasing him. But his time out of the vehicle was about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And he was apprehended a short distance from that location in the parking lot of the Angel Memorial Hospital, the veterinary hospital. There was, luckily for us, there was a veterinary technician who was approached by this individual. Now, it's unusual for somebody to come up to you in shackles and handcuffs. And his initial thought was, he's looking to get into my van. And he says, look, I'm not going to help you. But he does offer him a cigarette, which he takes. And that is where the Waltham police and eventually the Mass
State Police. Is that where the takedown happened?
That's where the second takedown happened,
So not a big escape. Now, my question is, has this ever happened before? Because I don't remember doing a story about this before.
No. My tenure, we've never had anything. I'm in my 19th year, as you know. And this is it's a very unusual circumstance, thankfully. I think it ended well. And that's in no small part to and I would be remiss if I didn't give my thanks to the Waltham Police Department, who did an outstanding job here, and to the Massachusetts State Police, who did a great job as well. There was also a gentleman there in his vehicle, stuck in traffic with everyone. He was a corrections officer at the Mass Department of Corrections, and he was able to render some assistance. And ultimately, that veterinary technician from Angel, who delayed him and made a call to tell the state police exactly where this person was. So, yeah, it's the good news is, you know, the system worked. The bad news is there's a security issue with this particular type of containment system.
Oh, what about these vans? Are you going to take them out of service? Are you going to change the locking mechanism? What happens now technically?
Well, the vans were taken out of service immediately. And what we're doing, as I said, we've only got two of these vans. We have a fleet of vans that do our daily transports of our criminal population to the various courts. But these were a little bit different. You know, you can imagine there are certain populations that have different requirements, like pregnant females. We can't transport them in some of these higher security type of vehicles. But this particular vehicle, and as I said, we have two of them. I looked, you know, myself, and this is currently under investigation. And one thing I think that is clear, when I looked at the two vehicles side by side, the second vehicle, the one that was not involved in this incident, had a visibly more robust partition containment system within the vehicle itself. So I think the first vehicle must be an older design, and I think it's a design issue. And you can imagine if we're using it, there are going to be other agencies using that vehicle design in the Commonwealth, and we'll go to the Mass Sheriffs and get word out to all the sheriffs and any other custodial agency that might have those. But more importantly, I think they're being used nationally. So it'll be important for us to get word out that, you know, this individual, as I said, extremely athletic, someone who is probably more athletic than 95% of the population. And this was one of those situations where opportunity conspired with his ingenuity, and he was able to, because the van, if the van had been moving, he wouldn't have been able to do this.
Do you think you're going to make a donation to the Angel Memorial Hospital there?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. We are big supporters as an agency of Angel Memorial. They do all their veterinary services for our canines.
Okay, so that's a nice tie-in.
Yeah, it really is a nice tie-in.
Any parting words?
Well, I'm just grateful to the good Lord, the Massachusetts State Police, and the Waltham Police for the great job that they did. And, you know, that's how it's supposed to work in law enforcement. Everyone comes together. We work as a team, and nothing bad happened. Think about this. In that traffic jam, hundreds and hundreds of cars and hundreds of bystanders, many of whom had no idea probably what was going on, mm-hmm. and none of them were hurt. No shots were fired. So I applaud the restraint of all of those individuals involved here. We were able to get this individual back into custody very quickly, and that's where he is today.
Well, that's, I'm glad you stopped by and detailed some of what was going on. Again, we got bits and pieces of this, but we wanted to get it right from the source, and we appreciate you coming in. Again, that's Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald.